الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، سيما سيدنا ومولانا وقائدنا الإمام الحجة ابن الحسن المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Probably the most popular name in the Islamic societies after the name of Fatima is the name Maryam. And Maryam has been mentioned in our book with her name 36 times, the only female that has been mentioned by name. Many females are mentioned, but not by name. Let's say when God speaks about Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, he says, Zawjatu Fir'aun. Or Imra'atu Fir'aun. وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون. Or sometimes God mentions the story of some women in the Islamic history and a pre-Islamic history, but He does not mention their names. The only one, her name was mentioned in the Quran several times, is Maryam. Mary or Maryam. And the meaning of Maryam in the Hebrew language is the servant of the Lord. And there is a whole chapter named after her. Other women, you can find bits and pieces of their stories in the Quran. Not the whole story, just part of it. One fraction of her life. One of her contributions, not her entire biography. But when it comes to Maryam alayhi salam, the whole story is mentioned, not only in her chapter number 19, but in chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, and many other chapters too. God speaks in details, and some of these details are not even found in the Bible. For instance, the Immaculate Conception is not found in the Bible, but it is found in the Quran. So there are more details about her life in the Quran than other scriptures or previous scriptures. So who's Maryam? Maryam's father is Imran. Her father's name is Imran, but he's, don't get confused with the father of Musa and Harun. Moses and Aaron, their father was Imran too. And they say they had a sister called Maryam too. But there is 18, almost 18, according to some, and according to other commentators, 1500 years between them. 1500 years between Musa alayhi salam and his brother on the one hand, and Maryam on the other hand. So don't get mixed up between them. Two different people. Some people say Imran, the father of Maryam, Mary, he hails down from Aaron, Harun. He's his great-great-grandson. But they are different. He could be the descendant of Imran, the father of Musa, but he's not the same person. So her father's name is Imran, and when her mother was pregnant with her, the father died. So she went into the custody of the husband of her aunt. There was a man in Bani Israel, his Hebrew name is Ufad. This man had two daughters. One of them is Hannah, and the other is Isha. Two Hebrew names. So Hannah was married to Imran. Hannah was the wife of Imran, and then she delivered Maryam. And Isha was married to Zachariah or Zachariah, and she delivered Yahya. They call him John the Baptist. So John the Baptist, Yahya, and Mary, they are first cousins. And John Baptist and Jesus are second cousins. So these two daughters, they got married. And then, but Hannah was barren. She could not conceive. And it is very surprising to me that many women in the early history, they could not conceive. Many of them, some of them are wives of prophets, great women, good women, bad women. And I think because medicine was not developed, so when they don't conceive, there is no doctor, there is no medicine, there is no procedure, there is no artificial insemination. So some of them will be content, they don't follow up on that. Some of them will go after it, and some of them will conceive by miracle. The first story of a lady who, in the Quran, of course, there could be some others before her, but in the book, in our book, the first lady which was conceived by miracle is whom? Who is Ibrahim's wife? Asiya? No, Asiya. Don't get mixed up. Not Hajar, not even Hajar. Sarah, exactly. Sarah, because angels, they came and they gave them glad tidings that you're going to conceive, you're going to have a baby, and that baby's name was Isaac or Ishaq. She was shocked. She couldn't believe. Alidu wa ana ajuz. I'm an old lady now. But they said, Ata'jabina min amrillah. Are you surprised? You should believe in God and His miracles. So Hannah also conceived. And she made a vow that if she conceives, she will dedicate her baby boy to the service of the temple in Jerusalem. Al-Haykal. Some people call it Ma'bad, some people Haykal, some people temple. So she conceived. When she conceived, she thought that this baby is going to be a baby boy. رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا. مُحَرَّرًا means dedicated. Does nothing but serving the temple. مُحَرَّرًا. Dedicated to this responsibility. He is free of all responsibilities except this. Serving the temple, the house of God. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Accept this dedication from me. But then when she delivered the baby turned to be a female. And she lived in a patriarch society. Men dominated everything. Women were not allowed to work. They were not allowed to serve outside their homes. They would not venture outside their homes. So she was a bit broken. She said, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. This is her sentence. She says, God, in our society, these girls are not equal to boys. They are a second-class citizens in our society, and that's the Israeli society at that time. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And I named her Maryam. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا بِكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And I seek refuge for her and her descendants, her children, from the wicked Satan. God accepted this dedication. God said to her, when it comes to my service, there is no difference between male and female. They are all equal. And they want to serve God. They are all equal in the eyes of God. So she's welcome. She's welcome to serve. فتقبلها ربها. God said, I accept this dedication from you. بقبول حسن, with a good acceptance. Sometimes the acceptance is any acceptance. You accept a gift from people. And sometimes you accept with love, with happiness, with a smile. You love this gift. God said, I love this gift. فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن. Beautiful acceptance. And then he provided her with a good environment. وأنبتها نباتا. نبات here means plantation. But in fact, when it comes to us, the humans, it means environment. It means a family. Good family to raise her. One day the Prophet said, be careful of women who are beautiful. إياكم وحسناء الدمن. قالوا يا رسول الله وما حسناء الدمن. قال المرأة الحسناء في منبت السوء. Beautiful woman, you are fascinated by her beauty, but the background is not good. The environment she was raised in is not good. Be careful. في منبت. منبت here means the environment. Sometimes people are good looking, whether they are men or women. Good looking. But the environment is contaminated. Be careful. Do not be fascinated only by the look. Look is important, but what is more important than the look is the heart, is the conscience, is the spirit, is the manners. These are more important. Sometimes the look loses its value because the inside is corrupt, because the manners are corrupt. So you don't enjoy that physical beauty. You only enjoy the physical beauty when it is accompanied by inner beauty, by moral beauty, by spiritual beauty. So God says about Mary, not only she is physically beautiful, but I provided her with a good environment to teach her manners, to teach her dedication. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. So her father died. Mary's father died when the mother was pregnant with her. She came into this life just like our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he was born, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was an orphan. But God provided her Zakaria. وكفلها زكريا. Who is Zakaria? We said earlier, Zakaria is the husband of her aunt Hannah, or Isha, sorry. Her mother was Hannah. So he took care of her. And at that time, Zakaria was a prominent man in the community of Bani Israel. And he was in charge of the main temple in Jerusalem. He was the custodian of that temple. So he provided her a room inside the temple to dedicate herself to worship God in this temple. And he protected her. He treated her like his daughter, because until that moment he did not have children. He had the same problem with his wife. They didn't have children. And he never asked God for children. He never asked him. But then when he saw Maryam, and he saw how God is taking care of her and feeding her every single day. Food comes from heaven. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. He finds sustenance. He will be surprised. The doors are closed. The lady is alone in her room. Where does this food come from? Who does the delivery? So he asks her, أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. Where does this food come from? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. God, when he gives, he's going to give through his own special ways. We don't need a delivery man to come, Pizza Huts to deliver us. You know, food comes. Whenever God wants to send it, he will send it. Don't worry about it. إن الله يرزق من يشاء. God gives sustenance to whomever He likes بغير حساب, without account. When we give money to someone, we count the money. Have you seen yourself? Even when you give sadaqah, $1, $2, $3 is enough. You don't give more. Even when you write a check, it's very hard, you know, to put these numbers. Very hard for some people. Of course, money is, you know, valuable. But God gives without account, without counting. بغير حساب. Open check. هنالك, when Zechariah saw this virtuous lady, God is taking care of her and sending her food, at that moment he desired children. At that moment. Before that, he never asked for children. But because he was fascinated by Mary and her relationship with God and God's protection of her. So at that moment, he said, I wish I can have a child like her. هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال ربي, O God, bestow upon me, هب لي من لدنك, from you, not just children, righteous children, ذرية طيبة. Because I don't want any children. Sometimes children are source of headache, source of tension, source of loss in the society. I don't want children to run after them in the streets. I don't want troublemakers. I want builders to their societies. Builders. In Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25, the virtuous ones, the believers, say, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. I want my family and my children and my grandchildren to be a cause of comfort and peace for me, not a cause for tension. I don't like that. If they want to be a cause of tension, don't give them to me. Because they become fitna. They might as well distract me from my path. They become a liability on me. So he said, ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Bestow upon me virtuous family, virtuous ذُرِّيَّة, progeny, descendants, children. And then the angels came to him. God listened to his prayers and they gave him a glad tiding that your wife is going to conceive with a baby boy. And that baby boy was Yahya alayhi salam, the second cousin of Jesus and the first cousin of Mary. So he took care of her. One day, Maryam, she was only in the temple. She would not see any person. She's virgin, not married, and Zechariah is taking good care of her. One day she decided to leave the temple. She decided to go to the hillside or the mountain area in Jerusalem, the mountainous area. And while she was there, she wanted to be in solitary confinement, in solitary worship. She wanted to be with her Lord by herself, not to see any person. And this is what Allah says in her chapter, chapter number 19, وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ. Of course, before that, angels came to her in Surah Al-Imran and they gave her some tip, some heads up, so she does not get shocked. إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهِ. God is giving you glad tidings about a word from God, a word. Isa is God's word, kalimatullah. A word from God, bikalimatin minh, ismuhu al-Masih ibn Maryam. His name is going to be the Messiah, the son of Mary. Not the son of God, see? Not the son of God, son of Mary. He has a physical mother, okay? Al-Masih ibn Maryam, wajihan fi dunya. He has two characters. Number one, wajihan fi dunya wal-akhir. He's an honorable man. Wajih, what is the opposite of wajih? What is the opposite of honorable? Cheap. We have two types of people. Many of them are honorable. They act in an honorable way. And very few of them are cheap. They act cheaply. Their manners are cheap. They lower themselves. They don't know what is the difference between a human being and animal. They act like animals. So God says Isa is going to be an honorable man. Honorable in what he says, honorable in what he does, honorable in his relationship, honorable in treating his mother and his community, honorable. Wajihan fi dunya, in this life and also in the hereafter. Wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah wa min al muqarrabin, and he is going to be one of those who are close, in a close proximity to God. Muqarrab. We have muqarrabin in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Fa'amma in kana min al muqarrabin. Fawarihun wa rayhanun wa jannatul a'in. Some people are muqarrabin, close to God. Yes, God does have a friend. You are his friend. The more you dedicate yourself to him, the more you purify yourself for his sake, the more you are patient in Ramadan. Not only patient with food and a drink, but you are patient by controlling your anger, controlling yourself. You do not lower yourself. You don't fight. You don't argue. You forgive. You listen. This is how we become honorable. This is how we become closer to God. Muqarrabin. So Isa was one of those who are close to God because of his character. This is what they said to her. So واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا. انتبذت in Arabic means she withdrew herself from her family. She went to an eastern place, to the east of the temple. They say to a hillside or a mountain or a place by herself alone, no one was there, to worship. إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا. What happened while she was there? Some people say she was cleansing herself, washing herself. What happened? فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. She drew a veil between herself and her community so they don't see her. She's by herself, secluded from viewers. She wants to be with her Lord. Why she does that? To keep herself away from dunya, from materialism. Sometimes you must seclude yourself from people. Sometimes. Not the whole year, huh? Not 365 days. Few days. Stay away from people. Stay away from contamination. Sometimes we run away from pollution. The weather is polluted. Sometimes the souls are polluted. And these souls, when they get polluted, they pollute us. So she decided to stay away from her community to regain her purity. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ. She drew a veil between herself and her community. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. At that moment, the moment that she sought purity and refinement, فَأَرْسَلْنَا. We dispatched to her. We sent to her. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا, our spirit. Jibreel has so many names in the Quran. One of them is الروح الأمين. One of them, ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مُطَاعٍ أَمِين. He's of might. One of them is our spirit. These are the names or nicknames of one person, one angel. And that is Jibreel عليه السلام. Allah says, this is a man that an angel that I trust. He trusted him with all messages. All the prophets who received revelations and messages and wahi from God went through this man. I call him man because I love him, you know. He's an angel, archangel. Gabriel or Jibreel. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. He became like a human being. Perfect. سَوِيَّة means perfect. Perfect. If you look at the tafasir, the exegesis, some of them are funny. They say he's a clean shaven, he doesn't have beard. So we are not perfect, alhamdulillah, we are out of that description. Some say he was in his 20s, he was muscular, he was handsome. So There is some prejudice, the tafasir, you know. So, but God says sawiya. Sawiya means perfect. Probably perfect in his manners, in his look, in his humility, because she's alone, she's single, she hasn't seen a man in her life. All of a sudden she finds a man. So if that man has a horrible look, she will get, you know, knocked down. So God wanted to take care of her. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. What did he say? قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. I seek refuge in God from you if you understand the meaning of refuge. If you fear God, if you are a pious person, don't touch me. I'm afraid of you. إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. Immediately he said to her, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ. Don't worry, I am the messenger of your Lord. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. To bestow upon you a purified boy. غُلَام in Arabic literature is a reference to the boy, غُلَام. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ, to bestow on you a purified زَكِيًّا. زَكِي, حَجِّ زَكِي means purification, a purified boy, غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. She was shocked. She said, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. What are you talking about? How can I have a baby boy? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. No human being ever touched me. That's a big deal, my friend. A lady lives in a society and no human being ever touches her. Not even touching her. Of course, touching here, it means it has sexual connotation. But also it has physical connotation too. I never had any relationship. I never spoke to any man in my life. How can I have a baby? From where? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. Neither I am an unchaste. Unchaste. بَغِي means unchaste woman. I'm not. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. The answer came, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. God, this is the deal of God. This is the work of God. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكِ. Your Lord is saying, هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنَ. It is easy for me. Don't worry. You're going to have a baby without a man. Not only that, وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ. We will. لَام means we will, definitely we will. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً. We will make him a sign for mankind. لِلنَّاسِ means universal sign. وَرَحْمَةً, and he's going to be a source of mercy. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا, from us. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. It's a deal done. No question about it. فَحَمَلَتْ. She conceived the baby. She was very worried. A lady who never spoke to a person in her life. All of a sudden she feels that she's pregnant. It's not easy. It's not an easy test. We might read it as a story, but in reality, it's not easy. Why? Because she has a community back home. How she's going to answer those community? And that community at that time, they thrived on gossiping, on backbiting, on slandering, as we're going to see. That community of the Israelites at that time, they thrived on gossiping. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. She took the baby with her, as she's pregnant, of course, to a far, very far place. مَكَانًا. She wanted to go somewhere too far from her community. To escape what? The stigma. To escape the slander of her community. And then she started walking. Now, some people say she walked for 9 days. Some commentators say, no, not 9 days, 9 hours. The pregnancy lasted only 9 hours. Not 9 days, neither 9 months. We don't know the exact number of days or months. But it has to be a period of time, some period of time. And she started walking. She went outside her community. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضِ. Labor came to her. The pain of labor came to her. فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة. She sought a refuge to the trunk of a palm tree. إلى جذع النخلة قالت. Very painful sentence. She said, I wish I can die now. Not because of the pain of delivery, of labor. No. But because of what answer I am going to give to my community when I take this baby back home. قالت يا ليتني, I wish مت قبل هذا. I had died before this, before seeing this baby or this delivery. See, sometimes some women, they get pregnant, they don't like that pregnancy. They say it was an accident. Nothing is accident in this universe. وكل شيء عنده بمقدار. Everything that happens in this life, with yourself, with your children, whether having a baby, having work, health, sickness, anything. وكل شيء عنده بمقدار. It happens by a plan. Maybe you didn't plan, but God was planning for you. Maybe you don't like this baby, but this very baby that you don't like is going to be a source of pride and happiness and success for you. Not just for you, but for your community too. I've heard stories from mothers who tell me that, Sayyid, this child who is now a scholar, a greater scholar, I didn't want him. When I was pregnant with this child, I hated myself. I tried to get a portion. But look at this child now. He's a scholar. He's a savior. He's a great man. She's a great lady in her community. وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيَّ فَنَادَاهَا. Immediately, that baby called upon her. مِنْ تَحْتِهَا. From underneath her. أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. See, the baby is giving his mother. The first sentence he said, before he said, Hi mom, how are you? What do we have for lunch today? Please, you know, give me some money. He didn't say all these things. He said, Allah tahzani. Please, do not be sorry. Do not be sad. Do not worry. Allah tahzani. He gave her assurance. The baby that she was worried about him, she was worried about him a few seconds ago, and about herself because of him, this baby is bringing her peace and comfort and happiness and dignity. Allah tahzani. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّ. Sariya is a riverette, small river, not a big river, stream, source of a drink, water. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. She wanted two things, safe water to drink, God created that underneath her, and then the palm tree. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا. Ripened dates, fresh dates, rutaban janiya. Fakuli, eat and a drink. This is why when you sit after long days, when you fast, when you sit on the table dinner, first eat and second drink. It's much more healthier. Eat, then a drink after that. After you finished eating, if you can wait a few minutes too, it would be better. Not simultaneously. فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي. First eat, second drink. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. And find comfort. Don't worry, my mother. Nothing is wrong with that. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. Have peace of mind. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your time. وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. If those people, the bad people, they approach you, they want to slander you, don't speak to them. Leave it to me. I will take care of it. Just point at your baby. Tell them he's going to answer you. She carried the baby because he gave her assurance. Don't stay here. Go back to your community. Go back home. فأتت به قومها تحمله. She came
back to her community carrying the baby.
قالوا يا مريم immediately. Community that thrives on gossiping and slandering and accusation. Immediately they pointed at her. قالوا يا مريم, what you've been doing? What is this? قالوا يا مريم. What did that say? فأتت به قومها تحمله. قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. فريا means shocking. You're carrying a baby with you? We did not expect you to do this. يا أخت هارون, or the daughter or the sister of Aaron. Which Aaron? There are two stories. One story says, because she is the descendant, her father Imran and herself, the descendant of Aaron who was 1800 years ago. So they mentioned her ancestors here. The second story says, has nothing to do with Aaron, the brother of Moses. Because there was a man in their community who was a righteous man. So when they wanted to describe any good person, they would say to him, you are from Aaron's family. You are from Aaron's friends. They ascribe people to him, to that man. So they were telling her, you are virtuous, right? You are righteous. You come from the family of Aaron. Harun, why did he do this? Ya ukhta Haruna, ma kana abuki ra'a saw'in. Imran was a good man, noble man. وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَا. Your mother Hannah was not unchaste. وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَا فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. The only answer she gave, she pointed to her son. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًا. How do you expect us to speak to a baby who is only a few days old? Immediately he answered. What did he say? He didn't say, I'm God, I'm the son of God. None of these. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. I am the slave of God. I am the servant of God. I'm not God, neither the son of God. إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ. Of course, at that time he had not received the Bible yet. But he was saying that I'm going to receive the Bible, the scripture soon. آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ. وَجَعَلَنِي. He appoints me a prophet, Nabiya, not the son of God, Nabiya, messenger of God. أتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. I'm a source of a blessing. I'm not a source of evil. Wherever I go, to every house, to every street, to every city, to every corner, I bring happiness. I bring healing. I bring peace. This is the character of Jesus. And you can be like him, all of us, all the believers. Wherever you go, whatever house you enter, whatever community you go to, whatever street you visit, you can be a source of unity and happiness and togetherness and blessings. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتْ. Wherever I go, not just in my village. Wherever I land, I'm a source of a blessing. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتْ. وَأَوْصَانِي. He ordained me. With بِالصَّلَاتِ, with connection to God. وَالزَّكَاتِ, connection with people. When we thank God, we pray. When we thank the people, we help, we share. The concept of sharing, zakat. If we don't share, we have no connection with people. We are disconnected from people. So he was saying, I'm connected to God through prayers and connected to my community and my society and mankind through zakat, almsgiving, sharing. بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. As long as I live. وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. برا, I'm dutiful to my mother. This was his character. The mother who carried me. The mother who was worried about me. The mother who's chaste and she was attacked by her community, I have to stand with her. These are the characters of the prophets. If you don't stand with your mother, you are missing something important from your life. If you are emotionally away from your mother, there is a big gap between you and your mother, you are not on the right path. Some people say, but my mother is bad. She hurts me. She was not good to me. I say, this is what you think. Even if your mother is bad, God says you don't become bad. You don't answer bad with another bad. Evil with another evil. You have to be good to your mother. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. So he was raised by his mother. Until the age of 30, he started his ministry. He lived always with his mother. In a small room, leading a very humble life. Today, the Christians who say we follow Jesus and Mary, they are not following them because they are enchanted with dunya. They are fascinated with the dunya, with materialism. Jesus and Mary, they were the symbol of asceticism, zuhd. They disfranchised themselves from this dunya. They were not connected to the dunya. They survived on little food. Jesus would leave his mother, goes down to the town. In the morning, comes back late in the evening, after sunset. He used to fast every single day, him and his mother. He used to go and preach and save and guide. Then he comes to his mother. She had a prepared little bit of food. They break their fast together every day until the age of 33. After that, they chased him and God saved him. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Allah says they never murdered him. They never murdered him. They never crucified him. There are three stories. The Jewish story believes that Jesus was murdered, crucified, and died forever. The Christian story believes that Jesus was murdered, crucified, and died, but he was resurrected on Easter Sunday. He was killed, buried on Friday, resurrected on Sunday. The Islamic story, Quranic story, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Neither he was murdered, nor he died, but God saved him. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. God lifted him up. But the one who was crucified was one of his disciples, Yehuda, by the name of Yehuda, who was the one who led the army to the whereabout of Jesus. The person who betrayed him. God made him resemble Jesus, so they captured him. He kept telling them, I'm not Jesus. I'm the one who brought you here. They said, you are a liar. So they crucified that person. Jesus was saved. The story tells us that 5 years after Jesus being lifted up, ascending to heaven and being alive there, and he will come back inshallah to be one of the lieutenants of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. His mother Mary, she got sick 5 years after her son, and eventually she died and she was buried in Damascus. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وصلاتنا ودعاءنا في هذا الشهر العظيم، واجعلنا من عتقائك من النار. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.